Yahshua also said, "Why do you call me Lord and not obey me? One must keep the Ten Commandments. This includes a true Sabbath. This includes stopping fellowshipping in churches where the spiritual leaders have been told the truth and yet refuse to obey Yahweh's fourth commandment." A woman friend who used to tithe into this ministry and believe that the prophecies were from Yahweh and Yahshua said her husband and family make it hard to obey because of the persecution of keeping the true Sabbath. Since there is no Messianic Jewish temple around, she is back to attending church on Sunday and calls another person pastor, where I used to have the honor of being called her pastor. She recognizes the truth about Shabbat and gave the prophecies to the pastor, but never held him accountable when the truth in the prophecies was shown him. She is grieving the Holy Spirit as she still attends this church, where the pastor told her in the New Testament, it is no longer necessary to obey the fourth commandment. Only 9 out of 10 are relevant today. Others who used to be partners and friends of this ministry are doing the same. It is easier for some to conform to man's way of doing things since it is routine. I have had the heartbreak of losing many I call trusted friends and partners who helped us in the past and when these people were blessed so greatly for being a blessing to us. Every prayer of theirs had been answered, and when I asked them, "What do you need now from Yahweh?" and they said nothing. All our debts are paid from an unexpected windfall of money. This person said they knew all these blessings came because of blessing this ministry and shielding us from the enemies. Sad to say, soon after these same people let it be known, they were now sending their tithe to help support other Jews in Russia. I prayed, and Father Yahweh said to me that the devil had deceived this family, for Yahweh had sent them to be a blessing unto us as a Messianic Jewish family and ministry in America, and they were to shield us also from the enemies. The truth is, this family is struggling with the Shabbat issue since they were Baptists. We look to these people as friends and family, so it hurts like salt being poured into an open bloody wound. But we still appreciate them for all they did for us at that time. One day, very soon, everything I have written under the anointing will come to pass, and people will remember how they reacted to the words they heard, as well as if they did anything to encourage and bless this messenger, or whether they mocked, shunned, or scorned me in this ministry. Some people refuse to seek and obey Yahweh and will miss the rewards. For those that obey Yahweh and all the Ten Commandments, they will receive their just rewards. Yes, when we sin, we have sin atonement, and his name is Yahshua. But we are not to purposely sin, for we no longer have the excuse of not knowing better. Once we accept Yahshua, in Greek called Jesus Christ, as Savior, there are Christians who twist the scriptures that say all have sinned and fall short of Yahweh's glory to mean we all sin, and don't worry, there is no penalty for sin, for the blood of Yahshua washes it all away. Paul said, beware of thinking like this, for if we believe it is impossible not to break the Ten Commandments, then we are forced to conclude that Moses was lying when he said, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not too hard for thee, neither is it far off, but the word is very near unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Deuteronomy 30:11-14. Yahweh says, again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turn from his sin, repents, and do that which is lawful and right, obedience, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Ezekiel 33:14-16. Ezekiel was a prophet of Yahweh. He wasn't a Christian Gentile preacher. He was a Jew, offending some, enlightening others, in the love of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nehemiah.